This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Time for overrated, underrated, where we both pitch something. If the other person agrees, then it goes into the overrated, underrated Hall of Fame. If they don't, we never talk about it again.
That stresses me out because I'm very passionate about what I'm arguing about today.
Okay, well, fire away. You go first.
This is controversial, but I think that I'm going to go with underrated today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about a band from good old Hannah... Hannah Montana. A band from good old Hannah, Alberta.
Okay.
I'm talking about Nickelback.
You think they're underrated?
I think they are underrated. I'm so mad that one person said one time on the internet that they sucked, and then that took off, and everyone just started agreeing. Same thing with Justin Bieber. Oh, Justin Bieber sucks. No, he doesn't. He's so talented. Nickelback's amazing. Okay, yeah, so Chad cut off all of his crispy, itchy band hair and married Avril Lavigne, and things got weird for a bit. But we can't let that get in the way of their amazing music. Too Bad is a jam.
So bad, so bad, it's too bad, it's too bad, too late, so warm, so low.
Oh, now it's Friday. How about Far Away? That song's unreal. When's the last time you listened to Someday? It's unreachable.
Just see the signs that we missed. The table.
Photograph? Okay, I'm crying already thinking about it.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
Don't act like you didn't get goosebumps. Okay, listening to Nickelback makes me want to party and donate to charity at the exact same time.
Okay,
if you don't appreciate Nickelback, we're fighting. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to just put on my own music in the corner of the studio for the rest of the morning. I'll be listening to Gotta Be Somebody on repeat. Bye. Right.
Okay. I appreciate the pitch. So you put a lot of work into that. I don't think that the most overplayed band in Canadian history, as good as they are, can go as underrated, though.
They are underrated. Everybody hates them.
No, but like, underrated to me means like not enough people talk about them. Nickelback's been on the tip of people's tongues for what, 20 years now?
But they're bashing them.
Not necessarily.
What are your thoughts on Nickelback?
I don't mind them. I wish they would have committed more to the heavier side because they had it in them. They could have been a really good metal band. Like when Dimebag Darrell, the lead guitarist from Pantera, was killed, they came out with a song called Side of a Bullet for him because they were friends with Pantera. And like it was so hard and so good.
I don't think I know that song.
Here's a little bit of it. But instead, they decided to just go with the songs that made them a lot of money. Can't blame them.
Yeah, have you seen the MTV Cribs episode
Insane.
Of Chad Kroeger's house?
In Vancouver, too. Imagine what that's worth now.
He has like a Playboy mansion vibe in the yard, like like a cave
Insane.
Where the pool is. It's amazing. So I'm still saying Nickelback underrated. You're not agreeing with me, though.
I can't put that in the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. They're just...
All right.
Okay. They've been played 76 million times.
Well, then I'd appreciate it if when they play, you turn it up louder.
Okay, no problem. Mine is going to be an underrated today.
Okay.
Very quickly. Showers. You can use them to cool down or warm up, to get clean or get dirty, to relax before chilling or get the blood going before something exciting. Morning shower, good. Evening shower, good. Afternoon shower, maybe the best.
Refreshing.
Ugh, yep. There's nothing wrong with a good shower. Like, the only thing is sometimes they're a little time consuming if you got somewhere to be and you stink, but like, they get rid of the stink. I just think showers are, we don't talk enough about that.
Like, oh, I can't wait to get home and have a nice shower.
Nobody's like, oh man, showers are cool. Ever. But they're pretty cool.
Okay, I will agree with you. That can go in the Hall of Fame.
Showers are in. Nickelback is out.
Play 107.
Came across something pretty funny about human development. It said, remember when you first started driving and everything was so scary? Now you're going 130, putting salsa on your taco and driving with your knees.
Oh, man. I still remember getting my license and being like, what do you mean I can just go to McDonald's and like get a burger right now? I'm such an adult. I'm going to hit that drive-thru so hard. And then I'm trying to navigate between the two poles that they put up in the drive-thru. And I'm like, this is too much.
There was a bend in the highway by my hometown. And like, it used to stress me out for like the half an hour drive home from Lloyd to my hometown, which we made quite a bit. It was a super stressful corner. Yeah. It was just a like slight bend in the road.
Well, but you're from a small town, Saskatchewan. You don't know how to turn. That's the problem with people from Saskatchewan is they don't know how to use traffic circles. And there are so many in Edmonton. So when you see that Saskatchewan license plate, it's like, whoa, back up. Like, give them their space.
Get out of here. You think the roads are just straight in Saskatchewan?
Pretty much.
No.
Yeah, you got scared over a bend. Meanwhile, I'm over here ripping through traffic circles, eating a 12-inch sub with extra stirred. No problem. Berta, baby.
Oh,
it's true.
Such a big game.
Who agrees that us here in Alberta know exactly what we're doing in traffic circles? You see somebody from Saskatchewan, they're making it up.
No, okay.
They're not even shoulder checking.
My parents live out in Victoria now, and like right by the airport there, if anybody's been there, there's about 17 traffic circles in a row you have to navigate through. And like, yeah, our whole family struggled a bit.
Yeah,
so maybe you might be onto something. But big ups to all of us learning, growing, and now dangerous driving, I guess.
Seven.
Yeah, this is getting pretty heated, so we got to stay with it for a bit.
I can't believe you got our roommate involved. He's also from Saskatchewan.
You were the one that involved him. You said neither of us can do traffic circles.
You can't.
I feel more comfortable with Grant Johnson driving than most anyone I've ever been in a vehicle with. He is an incredible driver.
No, guy smokes while he drives. You know how many cigarettes are in the back seat that could light a fire? Do you know how many I've found in the back seat of his car that are half...
Okay,
they're
so
like still half smoke.
It's a little dangerous being in the back seat with him, but in shotgun, you never have to worry about that.
No, both of you are making it up as you go in traffic circles. And I'm convinced people from Alberta are really good at traffic circles. People from Saskatchewan, clueless because all their roads are straight. Same with Fort Saskatchewan people. My brother-in-law is from there. No clue what he's doing in there.
Just because it has the word Saskatchewan associated with
it? No, because there's no traffic circles in Fort Saskatchewan. They're all straight roads.
Okay. You take an average Edmonton driver, like born and raised, or St. Albert especially.
No,
Silver Spoon crew.
Don't.
And you put them out of the city limits. They're screwed.
No, we go out of the city all the time.
Lisa, you on a washboard back road would be crying. Do you even know what that is?
I do not know what washboard means. Can you define it for me? Because I'm sure I've done it. What does it mean?
Okay, think of washboard abs.
Oh, so a bumpy road.
Sometimes gravel roads get like a consistent bump pattern.
Yes. Why do you think I've been through like 6 vehicles?
Well, you've rolled them?
No, just
gooddriver.com.
Just gunning it down those roads.
See,
no
exactly.
problem.
The other thing is you judge my driving a lot. Grant's driving now, which offended me. You don't know where anything in the city is.
Yeah, but I can use
your
my
GPS. Yeah, sure. But you're like clueless otherwise.
Doesn't matter. At least I can like turn corners properly.
So in 2006, you would have been absolute mayhem on the road looking for every corner, trying to figure out where you are in the city.
See, the thing about people from St. Albert is they remain in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2006, I still wasn't leaving, like, unless I was going on a road trip off. Like, I wasn't going downtown Edmonton. I didn't know how to get there.
But, like, we've been to the corner of Ellerslie and 111th together probably about, I don't know, 6-7 times randomly. And
why?
Every time you're like, where? I don't even know where in the city we are.
That's why I just said why. I was like, why were we there? What was over there? I still don't know.
Where are we? Is this Calgary?
Something
good. Gabriela Cruz Boudoir Photography. Be your beautiful self and discover the art of boudoir at GabrielaCruz.ca. 107.
Mine is short and sweet today. As incarceration rates fall, U.S. prisons are now being repurposed into things like homeless shelters, farms, and even movie studios. It's great.
Yeah, interesting.
Tell me something good.
My story is also fairly interesting. A 3D printed electronic nose has been developed that can sniff out COVID.
What?
The device smells chemicals in infected individuals, opening the door to like large-scale testing around the world that'll be a lot easier than going and getting the swab. Scientists say it could be used at airports, offices, factories, sporting events, music venues.
Is it on a robot, or is it just like a handheld nose?
My guess is it's just, like, it won't even look like a nose. They're just calling it that.
Okay.
It will enable people to attend mass gatherings and travel as well as return to school or work. And I just think it would be fairly refreshing to know that not only like I'm protected myself as much as I can be with the vaccine, but also that this thing would have detected if there was even anything in the air you had to worry about. So big ups to scientists who continue to work on this.
Tell me something good.
I still think it should look like a nose on a stick, like a real human nose.
It should be one of those like huge noses.
Yeah.
What was that from? It was from like an old
movie.
Nickelodeon TV show or something that had a nose that was like the size of a car with like hair underneath, and you'd pull the hair and then slime would come out if you grabbed the wrong nose hair.
I also feel like it was in a children's movie from the 90s and there was a massive nose.
Yeah.
A Beethoven.
Okay.
It was Beethoven.
Let's get a few of those set up different places.
I figured it out. I have some very exciting news, and I don't think you realize this. Did you know that you've been working at 107.1 FM for 9 years today?
No.
9 years.
I knew it was about that. I knew it was like I was coming up on my ninth year. It's today, hey?
Today.
Interesting.
That's crazy. You're the first ever morning show on this station.
Mm-hmm.
First.
Hero.
Hero. Wait, you can't start your own hero chant.
Hero.
I don't think that's allowed.
No, and I actually don't even know if we should be talking about this because it feels like one of those things where it's like, why don't we just wait till 10 years?
I still think it's exciting, but I know what you mean when people are like celebrating 49 years.
Right, you're like,
big moment.
We're like 11 months married. Come on, give it a month. 9 years, though, in radio is like 65 years in a lot of other industries. So I'm proud to have been flying through this door with a fairly good attitude for 9 years straight now.
What do you think has been the highlight of 9 years? Like, that's a heavy question.
No, I got an answer right away.
What?
Yeah, it just happened like 3 minutes ago when I was like having so much fun and dancing in here and you got a video of it. And then you said, that's the most unflattering video of you I've ever seen.
And then I showed it
to
you.
And then you showed it to me. And then I said, you could also just delete that. Like, you don't have to tell me that. That was it. That was my number one favorite moment from my time on 107. Just a really nice thing to happen.
Okay.
Right now, time for a brand new episode of Unsung Heroes, where we give shout-outs to people, places, and things that don't always get the attention they deserve.
Shout out to the constant headache everyone has had over the past couple days. Is that just me? No. We're all dealing with this. What is it this time? Was it the eclipse? Are we dehydrated again? Maybe it's our cycle. Or perhaps our neck is tight. No one knows, but congrats. Congrats to us.
Shout out to all of your friends, Lisa.
Why?
Who will go on vacation for a week and have an accent for a year.
You leave Cassie out of this. Shout out to indoor dining now being available where you actually choose it solely because you can.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's going to be a really hot day. Let's sit inside.
We can.
That'd be so crazy.
Shout out to binge watching the Food Channel, then eating cereal for dinner.
Okay, but when you eat cereal, do you run out of cereal, but you still have milk, so you refill the bowl until all of the milk is gone? Or do you drink it like a cat? You're only one or the other.
Yeah, sometimes I'll put it in coffee.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nice little flavor shot.
Shout out to those of us who haven't owned a hairbrush in years. Top messy buns and quote unquote curly hair.
Shout out to only 2% of people actually making money while playing online poker. I just read that stat.
What?
And thinking I'll be one of the 2% every weekend. But not being.
How much money are you down, do you think, over this pandemic? Because you've been playing online on Fridays with your buddies, Zoom calls.
I'd be up on my friends' games.
Okay.
But on, like, online, I'm probably down, I don't know, $300. Not too bad. That's one bad night at the casino for me.
I actually have never believed anyone when it comes to wins or losses. Everybody lies. Shout out to movie theaters being open and them strategically placing the hand sanitizer squirter beside the hot fake butter squirter. Someone is going to have a really bad time.
Or like a really good time with your hands.
So Chad Cook, Chad Cook, who spins on our station on Friday nights, 8 p.m. All Request Show. Just a reminder, he went to a movie last night, so he was telling me that the hand sanitizer is right near the butter, and he's like, I was telling everyone it was butter.
And finally, shout out to using all 60 seconds in the car wash dryer, because you're economically savvy. Ben. So we realized today's 9 years that I've been at the station, and you asked, Lisa, if anybody had any favorite on-air moments.
Yeah, I just think it's crazy that we have listeners that have been listening for 9 years. Like, I want our listeners to really look at their lives and think, wow, look how far I've come since I've been listening, waking up on weekday mornings with this guy. That's crazy.
Or how far I've fallen off.
Yeah, maybe.
It could go either way in that amount of time. Anyway, so yes, we asked if there's any specific moments, and the number one that we got is just the silliest thing, but it's a Flower Shop Friday, and specifically this one. So Flower Shop Friday is where I prank phone call florists just to see what dumb things I can get them to write on a card.
Good morning, flowers.
Oh, pretty good, thanks. You?
I'm good.
Hey, listen, can you fill out a card for me quick?
Okay. And the card would say?
What did the whale say to the florist?
Okay. Sorry? I'm a little confused.
So it starts with, what did the whale say to the florist?
Okay.
And then please write down.
Okay. Got it.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday.
Play 107.
Pride Month, and I came across a video last night that rattled me, but also taught a pretty important lesson. Because I think for many, I'll just speak for myself.
Sure.
I think that we're doing so well at being more inclusive. I think we've made huge strides when it comes to LGBTQ. I think it's awesome. And I'm very proud of the progress that's been made. So when you come across something like this, like you're surprised, but I shouldn't
Are
be
you surprised.
Well,
yeah,
I am. It's because I'm ignorant.
And optimistic.
That you think when you don't see this stuff that it's not happening, but it is, and it's why Pride Month needs to be a thing. It's why we need to continue to support one another. And it was a video that Brianna Carton-Smith from Global posted of her front step and her pride flag and her doorbell camera and some loser walking by, seeing it, running up, pulling it down, like breaking the pole off her house, throwing it on the ground and leaving. The good news is that she saw him, police were contacted, the neighbors caught the license plate of the car he got into.
Good.
And it won't be long before a discussion is had, and hopefully this loser learns a lesson and never does anything dumb like this again. But I posted on my Twitter that I think it's important that when we see something like this, for every flag that gets taken down, we put two more up. And just double up on the love and the support with it. So I'm going to get one today. And it seems like from that tweet, there's going to be a lot more than two that are put up from this incident. So I just wanted to share that as something that is still happening. And if you get a chance to buy a pride flag and support a wonderful community.
Donations can be made towards LGBTQ plus communities as well. You can actually rent a flag mm-hmm. for the next month for like $80. All that's going towards nonprofits. You can buy one, including the pole. So we have all of the information on that if you're interested.
Yeah, there's even a place on White that will sell them, the Quilt Bag, which is an LGBTQ plus retail shop carrying queer and trans wares in Edmonton. Do your thing. Get a flag. Let's just teach this guy that, like, congratulations. If you hated seeing one flag, now you got 700 more to deal with, idiot. Beautiful hair today, Lisa.
Thank you so much. I lost the nostalgia off. We do that every Thursday at 8:10, where we both come up with a list of things that bring us back, and then the listeners vote whose list brought them back more. Ryder won, so there's always a bet, a wager. He did my hair today. Throwback hairstyle, and it's a tragedy.
I think it looks really nice. What are your plans today with that hairstyle? Maybe head to Johnny Rockets for lunch?
Oh, I wish.
Don't forget your beeper.
I never had a beeper. I was too young for that.
You got your hush puppies on? You gonna do some like maybe jazzercising or a Jane Fonda workout? And head to Goose Looney's tonight and really turn it up?
No.
Don't forget to set your VCR to record 90210. You don't want to miss an episode. Speaking of that, I've got a really good joke I'd like to tell. We know the area code from that show is 90210.
Yes.
But do you know what the area code is for Dawson's Creek?
Oh, I do know this joke. This is so funny.
90108. Okay, let's do this. We're calling a library as pretty soon they're all going to be open all across Canada.
Good morning. Place Amelia speaking.
Oh, pretty good. Thanks. You?
I'm good.
Good. Just wondering if you could check and see if you have a couple books in stock.
Yeah, I can definitely do that.
Author's last name is Getwitter. Getwitter. And first name is Willie. Hook Up Curiosity is the name of the book.
Name sounds very familiar. I'm like... some reason it's not coming up.
It's okay. Oh, okay. There's a few I'm looking for. If you wouldn't mind checking another one, maybe?
Yeah, I could try that.
Okay, the next one, the author, his name is Kareem. And then last name is O Mushroom. And the book is called Soup I Like.
Soup I Like?
Yeah.
Okay.
What author did you just type in?
Kareem O Mushroom?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see that one either.
Okay, and just one more then.
Okay.
Author's last name is Pants, and first name is Peter, and the books Had to Go.
How to Go?
Had to Go, yeah.
Okay.
What author did you write down for that one?
Peter Pants.
That's it, yeah.
Nope.
Okay, no problem. Have a great day. Thank you for checking.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Weekend plans. Hit me.
Don't put me on the spot when I have no plans. I'm such a loser.
No, listen, you said this all throughout phase one, and you said I'm not allowed to ask you what you're doing for the weekend until phase two.
Wait.
Well, surprise, it's phase two. I've been waiting all week to ask you that question.
I forgot. I actually do have plans this weekend. I'm going for a fire at one of my girlfriend's houses.
How many of your girlfriends are going to be there?
Three.
Mm.
No, you're not invited.
I don't have plans. Oh. Okay.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, not going to a fire, apparently.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.